121. Say, O ye that envy me and seek my hurt, the fury of your wrath against me confound you. Lo, the day star of glory hath risen above the horizon of my revelation and enveloped with its radiance the whole of mankind. And yet, behold how ye have shut out yourselves from its splendour and are sunk in utter heedlessness. Have mercy upon yourselves, and repudiate not the claim of him whose truth ye have already recognized, and be not of them that transgress. By the righteousness of the one true God, if ye reject this revelation, all the nations of the earth will laugh you to scorn and mock you, for it is you that have produced before their eyes, and for the purpose of vindicating the truth of your cause, the testimonies of God, the sovereign protector, the most powerful, the all-glorious, the all-knowing. And yet no sooner was his subsequent revelation, clothed with the glory of an all-compelling sovereignty, sent down unto you, than ye cast it behind your backs, O ye that are numbered with the heedless ones. What? Believe ye in your hearts that ye possess the power to extinguish the radiance of the sun or to eclipse its splendour? Nay, by my life, ye will never and can never achieve your purpose, though ye summon to your aid all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. Walk ye in the fear of God, and render not your works vain. Incline your ears to his words, and be not of them that are shut out as by a veil from him. Say, God is my witness. I have wished nothing whatever for myself. What I have wished is the victory of God and the triumph of his cause. He is himself a sufficient witness between you and me. Were ye to cleanse your eyes, ye would readily perceive how my deeds testify to the truth of my words, how my words are a guide to my deeds. Blinded are your eyes. Perceived ye not the greatness of the power of God and of his sovereignty? Beheld ye not his majesty and glory? Woe unto you, ye congregation of the malicious and envious! Hearken unto my speech, and tarry not, though it be for less than a moment. Thus biddeth you he who is the beauty of the All-Merciful, that haply ye may detach yourselves from the things ye possess, and ascend to the heights from which ye can discover the whole creation sheltered beneath the shadow of his revelation. Say, there is no place of refuge for you, no asylum to which ye can flee, no one to defend or to protect you in this day from the fury of the wrath of God and from his vehement power, unless and until ye seek the shadow of his revelation. This indeed is his revelation, which hath been manifested unto you in the person of this youth. Glorify then be God for so effulgent, so precious, so wondrous a vision. Detach yourselves from all else but me, and turn your faces towards my face, for better is this for you than the things ye possess. The tongue of God testifieth to the truth of my words, through mine own word that speaketh the truth, and embraceth and comprehendeth all things. Say, think ye that your allegiance to his cause can ever profit him, or your repudiation of its truth cause him any loss? No, by myself the all-subduing, the inaccessible, the most high. Tear ye asunder the veils of names, and cleave ye their kingdom. By my beauty, he who is the monarch of all names is come. He at whose bidding every single name hath, from the beginning that hath no beginning, been created, he who shall continue to create them as he pleaseth, he verily is the all-powerful, the all-wise. Beware that ye divest not yourselves of the raiment of divine guidance. Drink ye your fill from the cup which the youths of heaven have raised above your heads. Thus biddeth you he who hath more mercy upon you than your own selves, he who asketh not any recompense or thanks from you. His reward is from him who hath through the power of truth sent him down unto you, and singled him out, and proclaimed him as his own testimony unto the whole of creation. He it is who hath empowered him to manifest all his signs. Repeat the gaze, that ye may perceive the things whereunto the tongue of the Ancient of Days hath summoned you, that haply ye may be of them that have apprehended the truth. Heard it ye ever reported by your fathers of old, or by the generations that preceded them, even unto the first Adam, that any one coming in the clouds of revelation, being invested with manifest and transcendent sovereignty, having on his right hand the kingdom of God, and on his left all the power and glory of his everlasting dominion, anyone preceded by the hosts of God, the Almighty, the All-Compelling, the Most Powerful, and uttering continually verses whose import the minds of the most learned and wisest of men are powerless to fathom, should yet be the bearer of a message that is not of God. Be discerning then, and speak ye the truth, the very truth, if ye claim to be honest and high-minded. Say, the verses we have revealed are as numerous as those which, in the preceding revelation, were sent down upon the barb. Let him that doubteth the words which the Spirit of God hath spoken seek the court of our presence, and hear our divinely revealed verses, and be an eyewitness of the clear proof of our claim. Say, by the righteousness of the Almighty, the measure of the favours of God hath been filled up, his word hath been perfected, the light of his countenance hath been revealed, his sovereignty hath encompassed the whole of creation, the glory of his revelation hath been made manifest, and his bounties have rained upon all mankind.